My name is Andrea Soto Garcia, and I'm 16 years old. I proudly belong to an immigrant family. We came from Durango, Mexico. The American dream has not been easy at all, but we are still here standing. We have fought hard for a secure life in the United States. I don't have a lot of memories from when I was a little girl, but I clearly remember the day my family was going to be separated. I woke up thinking it was an ordinary day. What I didn't know was that my family was about to be separated. A detective came to my house looking for my dad. My older sister told the detective he wasn't home. I was very, very scared and quickly filled with so many emotions after hearing this. Fortunately, that day, my dad and my mom had gone out of the city to see a lawyer. My older sister got in touch with my parents and told them they couldn't come back to our home. My siblings and I have this memory which we will never forget. My dad then stayed at one of my uncle's houses for several days. We were all scared to lose our dad. The days felt to be longer than usual. We were waiting for answers, and it felt as if we were waiting for an eternity. It was something that was very hard for my family, economically, mentally, and emotionally. We lost a lot of money because of a lawyer that made empty promises. My mother had to remain strong for her kids, even through everything we were going through. I clearly remember that she would worry about how we would survive economically. My dad was the one who provided for my family and I. The jobs my mom had to work in were very bad paying jobs and had no benefits. The jobs were also in bad condition. But my mother never gave up. My family continues to be united and ready for whatever obstacle comes our way. We learned to have a positive mentality. Time passed and my dad went to court and left with minimal charges. My entire family was happy and relieved. My parents have struggled a lot for not having their residency, to the point where we didn't have a place to live. My older sister was able to host us for some time. It was very difficult to find a place to live without a social security number. My parents then decided to apply for their residency. They lasted 2 years and a half waiting on an answer for their residency. I remember my mom dreamed of going to visit her family and seeing the house she was raised in. My dad had the illusion of going back and seeing his land and seeing the friends he had left behind. They had not gone back for a total of 20 years. My parents and one of my sisters received their residency in July of 2016. That was a very special day for our family. Finally, our family has more privileges living in the United States. Our family has been extremely appreciative of everyone who helped make this dream reality. We are eternally thankful to those who were a part of our experience. Today, I share my story, the story of the Soto Garcia family, to remind those who are going through hard times that whatever problem it may be, you have to remember that there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. Have faith. Things get better. You are not alone. Fight for what you want and never give up. Thank you for listening to my story. I appreciate it. This story was produced by Andrea Soto Garcia during the radio production and storytelling workshop 2018.